Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
James Harden had some comments about not winning MVP, his second place finish to Giannis Antetokounmpo on Thursday. And he said, once the media creates a narrative about somebody from the beginning of the year, I think they just take that narrative and run with it the entire year. All I can do is control what I can do, and I went out there and did what I was supposed to do at a high level. What I will say, Clint, is this. James Harden has a point. If I had an MVP vote last year, and I did not, I would have cast my vote for James Harden and not Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Bucks. Both were definitely worthy MVP candidates, and I'm not butthurt that Giannis won it. My vote would have gone for James Harden. He did more historic stuff than Giannis Antetokounmpo. The 32 straight games with 30 or more points. The only guy to do a longer streak is Wilt Chamberlain. Kobe never did it. Jordan never did it, right? I mean, that's absolutely unbelievable. By the way, got his team to fourth in the West. After one point, they were 14th in the West. The Rockets were 11-14, 14th place in the Western Conference. Bing! He shoots them up to fourth place, right? And could have been third place, but you had injuries to Capella, you had injuries to Paul, and Harden put the whole team on his back and led them to a fine season. So he would have got my vote for MVP. Would you have voted last year for Harden or for Giannis?
No, I would have voted for Harden. And look, I've been as critical as anybody about Harden's play. I really have a difficult time in a team sport watching a guy dribble, dribble, dribble the clock all the way down to 4 or 5 seconds and then attempt to make a play. I understand that's the analytics behind it and the step back three. I understand all that. I just personally had a hard time wrapping my head around how much Kobe just dominated the ball and just refused to move the rock. That's just hard for me to watch and appreciate, other than just the greatness of those guys' ability to put the rock in the hole. But when it comes to MVP voting, Rick, to your point, there's no arguing that James Harden was the most valuable player to his team over anybody in the NBA. Whether you liked his game or not, I mean, he had the ball in his hands more than anybody. He filled up the cup more than anybody. And all the stats and the records that you mentioned are just icing on the cake for me. I can't understand when a guy that's a ball-dominant guy is having that kind of season and putting up those kinds of numbers, when I don't even it's hard to entertain a conversation about a guy that's not a ball dominant guy. Like, how does Giannis even, how's it even in the same sentence with what Harden was doing? When you watch the game, just watch the tape. That's all I do. I watch the tape and I go, well, that guy's got the rock in his hand 99% of the time. He's the MVP. And so it's hard for me to have a debate about the two simply because Giannis doesn't control the ball as much.
Well, and you bring up a good point. That's absolutely true. Now, Giannis does have the ball a lot, not nearly as much as James Harden or, say, a Russell Westbrook on the Oklahoma City Thunder, but you hit on something. People don't like James Harden. They just don't.
Yeah.
And it's not, I don't like that dude. It's, I don't like his game. And so I think that there were voters that might have been like, damn, these numbers on James Harden are off the charts. This history is off the charts. But I don't like the way he plays the game of basketball. And I do like the way that Giannis Antetokounmpo plays. The other thing is, Clint, coming into the season, it was Giannis's MVP year. It was the year of Giannis, right?
Yeah.
Before the Bucks even took the court. I think a lot of people were like, this is going to be Giannis's MVP year. A lot of the writers and voters that vote on it also make preseason predictions on it. So if you predicted before the year Giannis wins MVP, you don't want to look wrong, do you? So that may influence you voting for Giannis Antetokounmpo. So James is right. That train left the station in like mid-October that Giannis was going to win MVP, no matter what Harden
did.
Well,
he's got a steep hill to climb with those types of things going on. I've never even thought about the NBA MVP voting in depth, like you just laid it out. Now, I know it does him no good when I think, was it Kobe that came out and made some comments about his style of play?
Yeah.
And
yep.
It does him no good when Hall of Famers and the greatest of all time to ever play the sport come out and make comments that can even be misconstrued as negative about his style of play. So it doesn't do any good when that kind of thing happens either. So I'm surprised he's gotten one with those kind of things going on.
So he does have one. But this is why James Harden is butthurt, and this is why, I mean, he's probably asked a question. What happens when you're asked a question? You answer it. So I'm not saying James shouldn't be talking about this. I do think that now that it's out and he's addressed it one more time, I don't want to hear about it again. Like, if somebody asks him about MVP again, the answer should be, I'm focused on the 2019-20 season with Russ and with D'Antoni and the Rockets. But he said this, and so we're reacting to it. James Harden has had his heart ripped out. MVP-wise, three times. He lost in 2015 to Steph Curry, and that was not Steph Curry's 400 three-pointer season. That was the year before. He was amazing, but Harden had a beef that year. 2017, he loses to Russell Westbrook. That was the first triple-double year in the NBA since Oscar Robertson did it in the early 1960s. Russ had to win MVP that year, right? Breathe life into the Thunder. That was the first year without Kevin Durant.
No. Both of those two you've mentioned so far to me are like, I mean, if I'm hard and I'm like, you know, I had a great year. Those guys just happened to, I mean, that's not hard for me to swallow that pill if I'm James Harden.
So hold that thought for 1 second. Then last year, of course, finished his second behind Giannis. I totally agree with you. Russ should have beat him in 17. Steph should have beat him in 2015. And like I said, I would have voted for Harden over Giannis in 2019. But Clint, he's looking at it like I had four MVP awards. Four, which is unbelievably transcending in terms of the conversations of Hall of Famers and all-time greats, right?
Yeah.
As opposed to a one-time MVP or a four-time MVP. So you're right. He should be looking at it like, damn, those guys had great seasons. I was just happy to be in the running. But I don't think James is looking at it that way. I think he's looking at it like something he lost, right? Not something he could have had, but something that he lost.
It's like Jim Kelly and the Buffalo Bills and all the runs to the Super Bowl that they made and the AFC Championship that they made. Those I don't even know the exact numbers, but
four in a row.
Well, whatever they are, you think he's excited about the fact that he went four times? Absolutely not.
Nope.
He wanted to win one. So yeah, I mean, I think as a competitor, you. It's always, man, I missed an opportunity. But in reality, as we sit here and look at it, I mean, it was a hell of a feat to get to four. I mean, we're sitting here watching the Rockets and covering the Rockets at a time where the last 4 years, the MVP of the final two MVPs of the league, one of them sitting right here in Houston, and he's won one of them. And so it's one of those that it's hard to complain about. But if you are hard and you sit there and you go, man, what could have been?
You say what could have been, and I think Deshaun Watson is saying the same thing. So I want to merge basketball and football here. I've been super outspoken about this, Clint. A few years back when Lamar Jackson won the Heisman Trophy, he should not have won the Heisman Trophy that year. Deshaun Watson should have won the Heisman Trophy that year. Watson, he didn't get off to a slow start. He just didn't get off to the meteoric start that Lamar Jackson did. And you remember, you're a college football head. Yeah. Hell, you might have been getting paid to analyze college football at the time. A month into the season, Lamar Jackson was the Heisman Trophy winner, and that was it. The case closed, put the coffin 6 feet underground. It's buried. Let's move on to the next subject. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Lamar Jackson and Louisville lost three of their last four games, and he was throwing picks. He was fumbling the ball. His play started to unravel late that year, while Deshaun Watson was crescendoing at the exact same time that Lamar Jackson was face-planting. And at the end of the year, Deshaun Watson had – the stats were pretty close with Lamar Jackson, but a lot more team success. So I thought that what Harden is saying about the narrative that began early in the season prevailed throughout the season. I think Deshaun Watson fell victim to that in the Heisman voting a few years ago.
I think it's fair. I mean, the story you just laid out relative to the momentum that Lamar Jackson built throughout the first, I don't know, six games, the seven games of the year, they were video game-like numbers. Now, the numbers were absolutely ridiculous. The sheer percentage of yardage and points that he was responsible for Louisville every game over I don't know if it was six, seven, eight game span, but the first a good chunk of the season, it was unbelievable how he was chewing up yards and how effortlessly he was making it look. And so Definitely could have been a narrative that ran into the at the end, the Heisman voting, very similar to the way the NBA MVP voting ran.
So in a lot of those games that Lamar Jackson was piling up those stats were against also-ran teams and teams playing virtually no defense. But Deshaun Watson, if you're listening, I got your back, man. I think you should have not one but two Heisman awards. I think Derrick Henry stole one from him as well.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.